Here we go. With a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Corey Blaze, Daniel Taylor, and Doug Andrew are not good for America. With millions of people out of work, over 100,000 lives lost to a pandemic, Corey, Daniel, and Doug just sat back and ignored it. Do you want leadership that's uncensored, commercial-free, and without rules? That's the kind of America Corey, Daniel, and Doug will give you. If this is what you want, then show your support at Fat Guy Radio Show. show.com/afterburn. My America is a different America than these loose lips that sink ships. America, you deserve true leadership.
Yeah, buddy.
This message paid for by the Little D Association of Big Booty Mexicans.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Doug, you can kiss my ass. I can't stand you.
It's a lot of kissing.
Can't stand you. Why? You know what? I come here and I come here every day to have a good time, chill, and hang out with
me too,
with my friends. And then there's Doug.
Sometimes I Sometimes I come by myself. Sometimes I come with all you guys. Like, you
know. Oh, wow! Right at the top of the show. Welcome everybody.
Oh no,
right
I'm talking about to the show. Sometimes I come in by myself. Sometimes you know, I come in. Sometimes I come out. Like,
Yeah, that's exactly what you meant.
Exactly. Exactly what I meant.
And Corey, you really don't like
your show. Boom, boom, fat guy, and we come in everywhere because we got to come to the show and do it for y'all because we fat guys. Except for I'm not fat. That fat guy is fat, and he ain't fat either.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
This whole opening doesn't make any sense. You want to remake a drop-in slamming beat for the opening of the show? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Drop-in slamming beat.
I want us to come onto the show with this great gravitas type intro
like Arsenio Hall.
Exactly. Boom. We should get the fat boys.
That sounds like me when I come up the stairs.
Pizza. Fat guy. Fat guy. Fat guy. Pizza.
That sounds kind of fire though.
Okay. All right. So, all right, DT, you want to do it? I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Here you go. Drop the Fat Guy Radio Show. New slamming intro right here live on Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America, you want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DT. He never does anything. And then DA, he lazy. And little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together. They all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it.
Radio show.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Yeah, Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast, ho.
Oh.
Boom, let's go.
Like just something like that, Corey. Jazz it
now
up.
That that's already recorded, go ahead and cut it just in
cut
post.
It, cut it up.
And then edit it, you know, make it sound better. Mm-hmm. And then if you need me, I can come in. We can do a remake and everything. Now we already have the lyrics down.
We
I can go ahead and just
down.
clear them
DT,
up.
DT,
and, like,
as your manager, I'm going to have to say, though, we need to send an invoice to BDB Radio Show, and then you need to get paid from that.
I do get paid. In
what?
Salad dressing.
Lady K off the Twitter says, yes, sing it, y'all. Dang.
Hey, AK-47 off the YouTube said, hey, guys.
Hey, AK-47. I love it. I love it. I love our live
audience.
Hey,
you know what's crazy? I've never had Goya beans.
Now, that's almost as crazy as friggin' little D's. Do you remember Gumby?
Like, yeah, just right out
like
of
just
the
blue. random segue.
That was Doug's attempt on trying to transition us into something else because I don't want to get into the Goya bean conversation because you know it's all political and people don't come to Fat Guy Radio Show for politics.
I'm just saying.
I don't even know what Goya beans are.
And you're better for it because it has nothing. It has everything to do with politics right now.
Are those
kinda
the beans
not
that
really.
The, Isn't that the Goya beans? Aren't those the beans that like Piccolo and
that's
Goku
the Ginsu beans. Ginsu beans, and that heals their energy.
Yeah, that's what that's what I said. The Goya beans.
Nah, Ginsu.
That's a knife.
It's what you put on top of sushi.
Sushi.
Oh, I thought it was a Ginsu knife.
Trying to adjust you guys' feet out to live stream because it looked a little low.
Okay, your face looks a little low. Or maybe those are just your boobs. I don't know.
Those are my boobs. Those are my boobs. Sorry. Thank you very much.
It's the Fat Guy for Radio Show. Speaking of boobs, yours are bigger than basketballs.
Thank you very much.
That was DJ's transition to the top of the charts, baby. It's like, why do we tune into that? Like, come on, get straight to it.
I can't drink my water right now. I'm literally trying to drink my water right now, but I can't even because I'm going to spit it out on my computer.
What Dite is alluding to very so insultingly
is your ambiguously worded
is my limited edition custom WNBA bigger than basketball t-shirt that I'm wearing in support of the WNBA supporting people that are struggling through the COVID-19 crisis. So according to Lady K off the Twitter, reach through the cam and slap them. I wish I could reach through this camera and touch D-Tay right now. I really wish I could.
It would be inappropriate.
It would be definitely inappropriate. And that's the one reason why, unfortunately, COVID-19 has BDB Radio Network has eliminated the entire HR department.
Did they really? That's nice. So we can't get fired?
No.
Your shirt says...
Well, they do play basketball.
They do play basketball. So I'm wearing the WNBA bigger than basketball shirt, and I wanted to talk about it, but it took so long. Now, I love the NBA, I love the WNBA, but it took so long for this shirt to arrive that the shirt is no longer available online, so I can't even tell people what this meant. And to go get one, I can't do that anymore because the shirt's not there anymore.
DJ just told us what it meant. Doug, I'm not going to repeat it. Call back. What?
I'll rewind the show back and listen to what D-T had to say.
Okay.
Because
I don't even remember what I said.
I lean and depend on every word that D-T says.
Don't do that.
He said the watermelons are bigger than basketball. Like, comment, chocolate milk for water, y'all.
Chocolate milk for water, y'all.
See, that's what the man gives us in return.
Okay, we give him chocolate milk. That's not gonna happen.
Milk.
That's why your
they
audio.
Give us water.
That's why your
look,
audio.
There ain't no
out.
Water in it.
That's why your audio dumped out.
Is it like, no, you dumped my like audio. Water for chocolate.
Why? You had to Google the name of it. You had to Google the name of it. That's common.
That's why we're having so much audio problems because Lil D just joined the show.
I'm like cut in half.
Set your settings, little bro.
That's a good. That's a good look for me though.
Set my settings.
You
can't come in. I'm doing radio.
Oh yeah, he stops the show and still talks to his family. Just bring your mic volume down just a little bit, Lil D.
Just I love Lil D. He come in, he do what
there
he
you
want.
Go, right there.
Right there?
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, he Lil said, D. I do what I want.
I'm glad you're here because DA was just picking on me about my WNBA shirt, bigger than basketball is what it says. And then DT said,
we better get a quarter every time you mention that.
Are bigger than basketballs.
Am I lying though?
I don't know. I don't be looking at my brother's boobs.
Is it the WNBA's basketball or is it the NBA regulation size basketball?
Those basketballs 29. Are the same size.
No, they're not. No, it's a considerable difference.
That is a good question. Is that bigger than the WNBA basketball? Like, is that shirt bigger than the WNBA or is it bigger than the NBA basketball?
I'm going to say they're both. Now. I'm going to say one's WNBA, one's bigger, NBA.
Is it bigger than the European size basketball?
I know this for sure, though. Hmm. No matter what, they are definitely bigger than DA's balls.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
So did you guys have as good a time last night as we did?
I had a great time, Vivica. In fact, I think we've reached a point where I can comfortably call you Viv and leave out the occur.
You guys want to hang out or do what we did last night or eat and do what we did last night?
Sounds good.
Okay. Ladies, have your boarding passes ready.
Ma'am, you're going to have to check your bag. The movie on this flight will be, I don't know. I can't think of any more.
Where's your car?
Our dad got mad, took it away.
Your dad?
Yeah. We used to work for him, but we quit today. So, actually, we're unemployed.
All right.
Yeah.
You're not in business with Mr. Zadir?
Oh, no, we are. We're just, you know, we just met him last night. So, we will be. So, no, but yes.
Especially if we ever get to see him again.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, we were just kidding about the boarding passes. You can get in.
Yeah. Get away from us.
What's wrong?
You guys are a big waste of time.
Coma what?
Steve, you're a cop.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with me. It's a big step for both of us.
Guys, consider what we did for you last night a favor. Now do us a favor and never talk to us again.
What did we do wrong? We'll change.
You can't change. You and your brother are ugly, pathetic losers.
From the BDB Radio Network studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads heard worldwide and heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio, stocking up his ice cream truck with condoms and vape pens in Big Rock Candy Mountain, Vermont. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Stuffing his shorts with real eggplants in Christmas Pie, England. That's Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Recalculating the rudimental elements of Newton's law in come by chance New South Wales, Australia, my little brother DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy. You don't know any of them words.
No, I didn't either.
And I am Corey, and I am your host, Corey Blaze. Unhappy that my ice cream shake appears melted in Gripe, Arizona. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our various live streams or tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs just like y'all did last week with Little D and his shirtlessness. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. We even read and respond to your comments after the show. And today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store online now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Nothing better to get you through this pandemic than some Fat Guy Radio Show swag. Sending your data to the federal government to exclude the experts that can help your data wouldn't be possible without something from our swag merch store. Replacing the phrase extramarital affair with the word entanglement wouldn't be possible without a t-shirt from our swag merch store. And throwing your hat in the presidential race and removing it a week later wouldn't happen if you didn't have something from our swag merch store. Every order custom made just for you, shipped directly to your door. Your order supports our small independently owned business and keeps this show chugging. Please shop today online at fatguyradioshow.com/store. The swag merch store now with more. Editor's note, according to Little D, For every t-shirt purchased, a pair of panties will drop. See DT for details. Void in all states but Maine.
Hey, yes, speaking of entanglement.
Oh, boy.
Guess whose air conditioner went out?
Oh, no. Which one, though? You have two.
No, I just got one.
You just got one on that 4,000 square foot?
You always thought I had two, but it's just one.
That's why your electricity bills be $4.5 million every month.
And that's why it went out.
That's, yeah, it's over,
both is facts.
When did your air conditioning, dude? It's been, for those that don't know that are listening to this across the country and around the world. We live in Arizona, and it's been over triple digits for the last 7 days, and we had one of the hottest days where we set a record this past Saturday with 115 degrees on one day. You can literally walk outside and fry an egg on the sidewalk, and little
you can bake a cookie.
What
he kind of lied. It was 116 on Saturday.
I heard it was 117.
Well, I kind of lied because it was 117.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I haven't even looked at the weather. I don't pay attention to the weather. It's been 72 degrees all week.
It's been hot outside, and I have an inspector coming to my home later this week, and there is this massive that is weed that has now turned into a tree in my backyard that I have just not removed. And I know that this person is coming to inspect my home and possibly give it a monetary value. And if that tree slash weed affects that, then so effing be it. But little D, when did your air conditioner actually go out on your massive home that could fit three of my homes inside of it?
I would say Thursday night, Friday morning. Ooh. But here's the crazy part.
Wait, I had last week?
It was last week.
Last week?
When I got home from work.
Yeah.
When I'm at a job, I was like, man, it is really cold in here. So
I remember you saying that during the show last week. You said, man, it's really cold in here.
Right. That's why he took off all his clothes.
I was doing that's true.
Well, you know what? Side note. Shock value. Thank you. The numbers were great.
Shock value.
How do you know they just nipples didn't hear hard, me and wanted to come and see me?
It wasn't you.
Continue, Lodi.
But you show me your wife.
Baby.
But so anyway, it was cold that whole night. Anyway, the next morning I wake up and I'm like, is it just me or is it really hot in here? And Lady was like, no, she's like, it's fine because we have ceiling fans everywhere. But I'm like, nah, it's really, really hot.
You strike me as the person that has a mirror on their roof, like on the ceiling.
You took that down 5-6 years ago.
I took that down with the kids. Kids came and played.
Mommy, why is there a mirror up there? Why is it all white?
But I, Doug, damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
So
I walk out of the room. DT dying over there with his eyes. Go ahead.
So you walk out of the room.
You walk out of the room, Lil D.
I walk outside the room and it's hot. I'm like, it's really hot. So then I was like, you know, I'm going upstairs because upstairs is where the little mook temperature.
The little mook. That's called the thermostat.
Yeah, that sounds racist. Is that a dump?
No. just a mook.
See, Lil D, he makes up words. You know, like Shemone ain't a word. And before you know it, DA, you're going to look up and mook is going to be in your urban dictionary.
No, shit. I was going to say in my kitchen making a sandwich.
Or your wife. But
little mook.
The mook is on fire.
The mook is on fire.
We don't want to let the mother mook burn. Burn for the mook.
That was so unsynced.
Don't worry about that, DA. You'll fix that in editing.
Yeah. In pre.
What you post.
Do. So in pre.
So anyway, I go upstairs and it says 86.
Ooh, granted, 86 degrees.
86 degrees.
Now, granted, see, wouldn't be abnormal in my house. And I know that we talked about this a few weeks ago when it really started getting hot. And DA gave me a hard ass time on where I keep my thermostat. I don't know if we did on a regular show, if we did on the bonus show, but I keep my thermostat down between 84 and 86. But DA, one thing that I forgot to mention in that argument is the fact that I have an air conditioner unit that is bigger than what my house is. So my AC unit puts out more air than what you would think when you think of a house that's only 1600 square feet. My air conditioning unit actually is the size to cool down a house the size of little D's, almost 3000 square feet.
Why don't you lend him some volts?
I'm about to, because clearly he's voltless at this point. His mook has been mooked out.
And little D's AC unit is the size that cools down a studio apartment, and that's why it doesn't burn out.
I think so.
So you should have had Little D's AC unit.
Or Little D's AC unit burnt out because Little D doesn't social distance and he's got half of San Diego packed up in that mug every other day.
I don't know which one, but all you guys' answers could be right.
Can't never get in the bathroom in that house. Can't never get in the bathroom.
Well, he had bathrooms in the house. That was all in the backyard.
Some of them.
Piss off the pouch.
There's a bush over there that I use.
There's a ram in that bush. Hallelujah.
Foil it.
Hey. So you saw that it was 86 degrees.
Yeah. And I keep it set around 77. So I'm like, so now I know something's wrong because it went past 70. Once it hits 70 or goes past 77, it kicks on.
Right. Was it off?
So I'm like, okay, there's something really wrong. So I go back downstairs and I'm getting ready for work. So I'm trying to figure out.
So this is kind of like in the morning?
Yes, this is the morning. Okay. I woke up in a cold sweat and I'm like, how was I just cold last night? But now I'm just really hot. So
Corona.
I go take a shower.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You go and take a shower. Well, you took a shower, Lil D. Did you have your clothes on or did you take your clothes off at that time?
I was half naked from the shower.
Well, you know that one time where you took your shower with the clothes on and you was like, hey, it's saving me a laundry day.
Yeah. That's how I did it.
Yeah.
I was poor black, busted and disgusted. Still black, but not poor busted. I'm not busted and disgusted no more poor, but I am still black.
Yeah. You know? Don't tell everybody.
I know. I'm going to get shot. Coming out my moot.
Mook. The thing is, Mook really does sound like something, though.
It's something in Little D's world.
The Mook, a Mook is anything you want it to be. It's anything you want it to be.
It's like them. Hey, Jones.
So I went to bed last night, got some Mook, went right to sleep.
Like, you know what?
Now you're trying to destroy the sanctity of the Mook.
See, I don't know about you guys, but I sure do love I sure do love to have my cereal with some nice cold Mook.
I knew you would bring it to food, you fat Mook.
You know what, DA? You can Mook me.
Hey, I tried that once. It's not great.
That's because you were mooking it wrong.
Or your mook wasn't. They said you didn't have the right type of mook to do it.
Your mook wasn't the right type. I have type A mook. You had type B mook.
Yeah, and see, my type B mook causes me to have to get a pump for my mook.
Oh, you got a mook pump?
Hey, you still got that prescription for your mook?
Nah, I gave it to my girl.
You gave the mook to your girl?
You gave the mook to your girl?
Yeah, that girl got the mook now, man.
Man, there ain't nothing better than when your girl get the mook.
Bruh.
Nah.
I got like 5 girls with the mook right now.
Yeah, I tried
if
to
I
get.
If I have anything, it would be COVID, AIDS, and then mook.
I tried to get a girl with a mook, and she was like, nah, dude. She looked down at my mook, and she was like, that ain't no mook. What you doing?
I can't work with that.
She said it was supposed to be bigger than a basketball.
Hey.
Like how you spit that back around.
All mooks matter.
Hey, according to Lady K off of the Twitter, that is mooked up.
Hey, Lady K.
Get the mook out of here.
All right, Little D. Jesus, Little D.
And I know which mook, you know what I'm talking about.
Bro, you always got to mook it up, bro.
I mean,
always
mooking it up. Little D, you can't never control your mook.
I'm always thinking about fat mooks.
See, mook is like the word MF-er. It has so many different meanings.
I can't.
It's impossible to do without dumping half of it. I can't do it. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
Mook. You just saying mook.
So the other day
I went to my boy Lenny, right?
No.
That mook owes me 15 mookin' dollars. All right. I said if you don't have my 15 mookin' dollars, we gonna have some mookin' problems.
And I looked over at this mook and he said, "What you mooking at?" I said, "Mook, dude, mook, you gotta have my mooking money. You don't have my mooking money. By the time I come around this mooking corner, I'm gonna mook your face off, mook. You understand what I'm saying, mooker?"
I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? The mooks have it. So, Lil D, what was the end result of your AC unit thing?
I felt bad because I had to go to work.
And you had to leave your family in the sauna. Yes,
but they put all the fans in the house of the world.
All my fans?
Yes.
All two of them.
All two of them, like four or five.
You get it, D.A.?
By the time I was leaving the house, it was up to 94 degrees.
Ooh, little 94. D, that's almost unlivable. So,
I told lady, just call somebody. I don't care what it costs. Just call them. So I called one of my aunts, you know, the aunt from, and I called her.
You called the mook up the street.
Mm-hmm. So they gave me a number, said, can you guys have somebody come out today? They said, yeah. The guy, you know, I was ready, getting ready to get screwed because you know how they do it. Yeah.
There must have been some mooks on the phone if they ain't fixed it for a week.
So the guy comes out and he's talking to the lady and then he calls me. He shows me, he's like, okay, so it's the fan and it's the motor that went out.
Wait. The AC guy was there with your girl?
Yeah.
Dang. And she didn't get the mook fixed?
You know what I'm saying?
He came to fix another mook.
Hey, DA, lady ain't mooking around. So little D ain't got nothing to worry about. Lady ain't mooking around.
I don't even care who you don't. I don't care what.
Trust me, I've tried.
Because that reminds me of something that I seen on the Hub.
I tried, and little D even suggested and recommended, and she still said, there ain't no mooking way. Yeah, I hate you so much. There ain't no mooking way. All right, Lil D, we'll wrap this up on the other side of this. We got to take a quick break right here before D Tate throws something at me through the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills on this mooking show.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a potholder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? Hashtag mask up Arizona.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It is that time again, time for back to school supplies. Whether your child is in elementary school, college, or doing school from home, Walmart has the essentials your child will need, from top tech, dorm decor, and schooling basics. Walmart Grocery has all the perfect midday snacks and lunches for your homeschool student and all the shelf fillers for any dorm. Shop now at walmart.com through the Walmart banner on our website. Back to school essentials at walmart.com. And welcome back to the showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. If you're just joining us, little D is having what most Arizonans dread. The biggest fear of homeowners can have in the state of Arizona is what little D has experienced, which is losing his air conditioning unit. So little D,
in the summertime,
in the middle of a summertime, in the middle of a 7 day and counting heat wave.
Homeowners, not renters though. Renters are like, come on out.
Homeowners that are paying for property that they will own. Renters that are paying for somebody else's property that they'll never own.
Just saying. There's pros and cons to each.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, as a renter, if my AC goes out and I don't get and they don't fix my stuff and I have to go to a hotel, they have to pay for it.
Mm. Yep. And you got to watch out because them hoes do tell. All right, little D. So what happened to what did you point at? What happened? what happened to wrap this up? Because DA's got some interesting information on an Arizona couple. That is having some fun on Wayfair, some conspiracy theories. And DA, I think that might be a little dip in what's popping.
Hey, we might have one.
We might have to bring that one in because I think it's pretty thick. So, Lil D, where
they call me lazy?
You are.
You know what?
We've been on quarantine for over 5 months now, and this is the first AZ What's Popping.
I'm making it what Phoenix Poppin'.
Exactly. Yeah. We haven't had a Phoenix Poppin' in at least 6 to 7 months.
And the only Phoenix Poppins we've had are the ones that I've called for. He's never volunteered to do one.
I don't think we've had a Phoenix Popping in the year 2020. So this might be the cherry popping of the mook we call Phoenix Popping. We popping mooks now.
We mook popping.
No. Mook popping, what happened to D-Tay's dictionary, huh?
That's my fault.
You would cover for him.
No, I'm not covering.
You covered for him.
I'm not covered for him. It's the truth. It was my fault. It was my fault. I screwed that up.
His mook is so deep in you.
Oh, yes, it is. Ooh. What?
Cover it for him. Won't let him live. How's he gonna learn?
DA, how am I covering for him? Everything that I want from D-Tay is actually taking the covers off of him. So how am I covering him up? That's just stupid. That would just be dumb to cover him up.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's summer.
You know what, DA? Go mook yourself.
Hey, DA. DA, D-Tay's dictionary is above me. It's above me.
Yeah, it's from
it's
the
out,
top.
It's out of my hands now.
It's from the top. You know what I'm saying? You blame the top. And I'm always on top.
No, I was going to say, you're definitely not the top.
I'm on the bottom. Shut up, D.A.
There's some bones in that backyard if you on top.
Hey, I'm about to go.
Give me the music.
All right, Lil D, don't shake your head too hard because your headset falls off. All right, so what happened? The mook came over and tried to fix the mook, and he ended up giving your lady the old wandering finger.
I'm already having my number set high.
What was the estimate that he...
You got to wrap it up, bro.
Yeah, what is the estimate? Well, we keep doing mid stories in the middle of the story because it's so freaking boring.
Yeah, but I mean, his story is like, oh, I got a number high. See, I don't even know that I was thinking about this. Bro, I just say, hey.
How much did they say it was going to cost?
High number, they told me this.
Oh, yeah, Lil D, we exactly... Yeah, we see that. Perfect, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, it actually went in the... It went in
better.
Hey, Lil D... We all took our VA this morning, so can you...
Just tell us the numbers, bro.
Just tell us the number.
So, for the good, it's 1,000. For the bad,
1,000?
1,040. For the best, 1,139. This is for just a damn motor. And
I thought it was going to be like $7,000.
That's
and
it?
I thought it was going to be the whole thing, too. No, they just needed to change the fan and the coils and the motor. So, I said, can you do it right now? He says, yes. So I paid $1,040. I gave my car. I said, as long as you can do it right now, I'm all in. I didn't care what it was going to cost, but I wanted them to be cool because they was in the house.
And what day was this?
This was Friday when he came out. Thursday.
Oh, so it's fixed.
So, yeah, it's fixed. Oh, damn. I couldn't
go.
Oh,
I thought
Saturday.
You went a week without it. I was like, damn.
Okay, so you got it for $1,040? Yeah, that's nothing, man.
Yeah, I thought this was like, no, break the bank.
Hey, let's mook this story because, first of all, he came on the show acting like he was still in heat right now. He said, guess who AC
I thought he
went.
Was a horny cat, too.
Yeah, he was like, guess whose AC just went out? Like, oh, you burning up? How long has it been out, man? It's been
and I was
going to
say,
Thursday,
you look cool. You're not even sweating.
And I had this all queued up. For nothing. I don't have any reason to play that.
So
now.
Basically, you built up all this not even a night, bro. He woke up and the AC had broken. He went to sleep cool as a cucumber. Billy Dee, other side of the pillow, cool. Woke up, got the AC fixed in a matter of hours. They were inconvenienced for 4 hours tops. But this fool came in guns a-blazing like, yo, we been burning up. We've been living in the Sahara Desert. It's been Death Valley in my house for a week and a half.
He started. He was all like, I am Poe and Black, and I'll tell you why.
Because I'm poor and black because I can pay $1,046 to get my air conditioning.
I have $1,000 in savings.
I have $1,000 in savings to pay for AC right now.
Oh, y'all are poor. Only $1,000?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying to pay for AC right now.
Oh, my AC went out. Can you pay for my AC?
Nope.
Yeah, mine too.
I ain't got no $1,000. I'm on the struggle bus. You know that. I get paid tomorrow, though. Call me up tomorrow.
No. Hey, I'll hit you up tomorrow.
Y'all all got at least $1,000, right? You got at least have $1,000.
Yes. That's why I was like, yo, I mean, this is going to hit you for 7 G's. I'm going to laugh and be, you're a douche, you're a douche. Now, play it, Corey.
No, I would pay $7,000.
Lady K wanted it, and of course, I give Lady K everything she wants.
We got 10 minutes for the next break,
it's,
so.
It's good for me.
I'm just throwing that out
because
there.
I was thinking I was going to have to pay $5,000, which I would have done it right there. On
that's
the
a whole new unit, though. You exactly. thought you were going to have to replace the whole thing?
Yeah. I was thinking it was
little,
a whole
I thought
damn
it was.
Thing.
Little dude, the reason, why cool. we're giving, yeah, the reason why we're giving you so much guff right
you
now.
You totally oversold it.
The tone and your demeanor of this whole thing made this story sound like it's a tragic story. And I, honestly, it was a it slight was. Inconvenience.
I'm mad, hey, and I hope that die. You have to pay more in the future.
I hope your AC goes out right now.
I thought the little babies were running around screaming at the top of their lungs. They were saying, I thought that's
mook
what
your
the,
AC, bro.
Mook your mook AC. Your AC. Hey, Lil D, you know what? But it made for really good radio and gave us a whole lot of time to let DA get to it because you know DA is going to come with this story right now that is 100% going to bring the show to its knees. There ain't no way it's going to work. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm probably making the mistake on doing this, folks, but we're going to bring it out of the mothballs here the first time in 2020, even though 2020 is halfway over.
But we're not going to point
that out.
Yo,
it might not be halfway over.
Y'all
be
have been on
over.
Quarantine. I haven't been on quarantine.
Exactly. And that's why you got the COVID up your mook.
Too.
Wait,
you got the COVID in your mook. That's why. Because we've been quarantined. You ain't been quarantined. And the COVID is all upside your mook.
Let me point something out. I find it crazy that he works for a casino and the governor comes on and shut down the gym since the reason why I'm shrinking in size.
Yeah, you small as hell.
I know. That's what she said about my mook. But
not according to the mook that kept popping out last week.
But he comes and closes up gyms, but he allows
he?
Casinos
to
stay
it.
Open.
Put a
well,
name to it.
Casino have way more people than gyms. How does
no,
that work?
Not facts. Not facts. Fake news. Open the schools.
Skip that.
You open care to elaborate?
Open the schools. The kids can't afford to not go to school. And what we're doing is different. School. Look, nobody's sweating inside of a so-called casino. People
they are
sweating.
In Lil D's house.
Yeah, for five
hold on,
hours.
Hold on.
He said, I woke up. It said 86.
Did you just say open the schools?
Yes.
Bruh. How do we get the schools set? I'm not even going to get into it on the show. No, we'll do that at a different time. Because that, as a former educator, that is an asinine statement.
That's
right
a dumbass statement, Everett. I'm not even an educator.
It was silly.
Look,
so
kids,
show us your wife's makeup.
No, kids that eat Goya beans will be okay and they're immune.
I'll tell you this. If you can't serve your full sentence in jail because of this pandemic, how the hell are you justifying the fact that you can send these kids back to school in the middle of this pandemic? So schools are safer than jails? Blew that.
Yeah.
But we're not here for that, ladies and gentlemen.
How many
we're not here for that. I saw a fourth grader shake a third grader just 3 days ago.
I'm sure
I shake the fourth grader.
You know what I mean? And that fourth grader was chasing him down. He had the mook in his hand. He went up to that little third grader just right in his mook. I mean, it was mooking everywhere, dude. It was mooking everywhere.
This got dark.
But that's not what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen.
Black people.
And it's not because
you just assume they were black.
And it's not because Little D's air conditioning is out, but Phoenix is popping.
What's up, Phoenix? What's up?
Right, DA, even though this story kind of happened a little bit involved more of a Gilbert couple, Gilbert is a city adjacent to Phoenix, so I think we'll just kind of roll it in together. So what is up about this Arizona couple that you found that is popping off in the Gilbert area that's, you know, adjacent to Phoenix?
First off, it's Phoenix, okay? It's the Phoenix metropolitan.
We're not here to argue geographics.
I was. So how in Arizona... how an Arizona couple helped fuel a Wayfair sex trafficking conspiracy theory.
He's having a stroke in sections, folks. He's literally stroking out
no,
in sections.
I said it funny, and then I made fun of myself saying it funny.
Oh, yeah, because it's always great to laugh at your own jokes, DA. That's
it
always
a joke.
Good idea.
I literally stuttered. I could make fun of your reading, but I'm bigger than that. AK-47 did though.
He's bigger than you.
She said he can't read it.
I'm bigger than basketball.
Your boobs are one WNBA size, one NBA size,
one European league size.
She said, "Long did he know nipple having 2 + 2 = 4? Not knowing."
That's why the kid. That's why you have to open the school for the kids. Last weekend, an unsubstantiated conspiracy theory that online furnishings retailer Wayfair is trafficking children through the listings of the products with inflated prices and human names erupted on social media.
Question. Wayfair is just what I need. So Wayfair, the app company that you can is basically like a fancy Craigslist.
Yeah, you can say that. It's like an online. What's that one in Tempe?
I was going to say online IKEA, right?
Online IKEA.
Okay, online IKEA. I thought it was. It's not people selling products.
No, it's people sell warehouse people. That actually sells. Like, it's an actual company that sells furniture and stuff.
Oh, kind of like Furniture Warehouse over there off of up the street from where I am off of the 101.
Yeah, but online.
Oh, okay, online. So that's what I've never shopped Wayfair because I don't go to any website that I can't even get into your website without putting my email address in. I'm out. You can keep that MOOC.
And that's why they do it, because they need to keep in a firm accounting of all the traffickers that go there.
So what is the conspiracy theory?
I was going to ask, have you heard it? Has anybody
heard have
it?
Not heard of this. I didn't see it until you brought it to the show, been the pre-show me. Lil D, you got some information on it?
I came across, I'm trying to find the damn MOOC. But I came across a picture of it. It was a kid. You saw the kid? It was like a boy they had with curly hair.
There's like a lot of kids.
Mixed breed boy. And he was standing next to the Wayfair
sign. Mixed breed boy. Is this Shango? Yeah, like,
well, that's the way he said it, isn't it?
Half black, half white. I don't know. Mutt, you know.
Little D. It's not a dog. It's a kid.
I know. I take that back. That came out of a dark place. Send your complaints to DJ Lil D at nolimit.mook.
nolimit.mook.
All right, an Arizona couple helped fuel the rumor by posting on Instagram that they have purchased a $17,000 desk from Wayfair and would share their experience with their followers. So basically, missing kids are posted on this website as like cabinets. Like, just the names of the missing, the first name.
Oh, so they got a brown or mocha colored cabinet designed by Elijah Jefferson.
Yeah.
Is basically like what that. They're doing.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they have other cabinets that are the same exact cabinet mm-hmm. with other names. And they have some that are just regular that are like $30. So you have a range of something that's like $30 to, you know, $17,000.
I mean, something would be hinky if you find a Elijah Jones, you know, ottoman for $23,000, knowing that, you know, those are $300 in the store.
Yep. So the theory that the pillows and cabinets being sold for thousands of dollars is somehow evidence of a child trafficking scheme has been debunked by independent fact-checking publication Snopes, who's also really owned by some of the media, but that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother bucket of worms.
So the couple in Gilbert are not convinced. There is one person in this world who can tell me this is not right now, she said.
So yeah, Lil D, you're holding up the picture of the couple?
Yep.
That they did like this 40-minute live stream on their social media page on how they're not convinced that the inflated price items that have the names of missing children are not actually those missing children.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, dude, that's clearly, I mean, that would literally be one of the best cover-ups ever. And if someone knows someone that can decipher the fact that Corey Blaze curio cabinet is actually, you know, a kid, and they buy it, then, you know, what the whole transaction and paperwork and everything is literally just going to look like they just bought an overly priced curio cabinet.
So question, what happens when, let's just say all of this is true, what happens that morning, just the whole thing is exposed, everybody that went to Epstein Island, everybody that's taking part in child trafficking, what happens that day? What do people do?
Epstein Island. Dude, it's impossible it's impossible to really know, because this is something that is just a conspiracy theorist surrounding Wayfair. There are so many other apps out there that operate just like Wayfair does. So this could be happening on a bigger scale, if it is true, than we really realize. And Wayfair is the only one, because it's the biggest of this type of app.
Yeah.
You know, the ones I always get mad about is like when they be busting these parlors, like these massage parlors.
Yeah, like how do people know to go to those ones? Is there like a Craigslist for that? Yeah,
no, like, they send you out an email on this group list, and they give you, you know, you have your certain specific member number, and they send out what?
No.
What?
I be getting upset because I've always wanted to get into one of those. Like, I never got the pleasure.
That's what I'm
saying.
Hey,
how do
I? There
D.
was one that I Lil was D. always.
It's not up. Called pleasure. It's called happy D. ending.
I got you. Hit me up. I got you.
Okay.
I'll get you in there. Wang Chung, do you think it's a Chinese food place? It's not.
Get me in that mooch.
Some of them are actually not as intricate as the ones that Corey go to.
Yes. Some of mine are through secret passages behind the milk counter at the QT.
Some of them, I know this girl, Ling Ling. She got the hookup at this one. It's cool. It's real legit. Don't even worry about it. I got you.
Yeah. Hey, Ling Ling.
Just make sure when you go, you order the shrimp fried rice
with a side of chopstick. If you order the side of chopstick, that means that they do something really special around the back.
And if they ask you, do you want the fortune cookie? The answer is always yes.
Yes, always yes with the fortune cookie, because
we're talking about Panda, right?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
I thought we were doing food orders.
Oh, yeah, no, we're
your
doing
your favorite panda ejaculate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun
not even funny.
And more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Jesus
Christ. It's the one you think goes long, but it's
shut up, DA. Good Lord.
Subscribe to our weekly bonus show. There's no rules you should know. Afterburner, you want it? Come on, jump on it. Hit the subscribe button. $3 ain't nothing. Afterburner, you want it? Come on, jump on it. Hit the subscribe button. $3 ain't nothing.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everyone, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Home Depot. Summer is now in full swing, and we're all staying inside to escape the heat and, of course, other things we may not be able to see. But most importantly, we want to keep our home up and running, and Home Depot has appliance specials to help your home run efficiently and economically. See what Home Depot has to offer for upgrading those out-of-date, energy-sucking appliances. Shop today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot. Home Depot, how doers get more done. And welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us on our live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor right there. Doug the D.A. Andrew. And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, yeah, he ain't on the delay this week. Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. Okay, so, Doug, you think that is, where do you stand on the conspiracy as we tie this up in a little bow?
I don't know.
You believe in it?
No, I think people do have the ability to post independently on Wayfair. So it's kind of like an Amazon
sort. So it is kind of like a Craigslist, store. Like I said.
No, it's more like an Amazon. Would you call Amazon Craigslist?
Kind of, yeah, because Amazon is allowing people and everybody and everywhere to go on there and sell their Clorox wipes for $550.
Not on Amazon.
On Amazon. Price gouging on cleaning supplies is ridiculous on Amazon right now.
Oh, I forgot whose segment this is. Yeah, you're right. F Amazon.
I heard
they're owned by the Mooks. Nick Cannon told me that.
We kind of effed Amazon. I don't know, 8-9 months ago. I think it's totally plausible and doable. DT, where do you stand on the whole thing?
I honestly don't really know too much about it. I mean, you guys try to explain it, and I'm still confused. So are they just, like, overselling these ottomans and naming them after lost children?
Yes, yeah, literally. Like that.
Literally.
That are confirmed.
Honestly,
lost.
I don't see how... I'm not paying $1,700 for an ottoman. Like,
$17,000.
I'm not paying $17,000. I'm not paying over... $100 for an ottoman.
But if you get if you paying $17,000, you're not getting an ottoman. You're getting an old Mookin around the corner.
But I think you probably still get the ottoman. I'd be.
I know.
Like, I hope the ottoman. I mean, you still want the ottoman?
That has to be like an ottoman made of gold. It has to be the lost ark ottoman, like something like that.
Doug's poor ass still wants the ottoman.
DT, I don't think you're understanding though. You're not understanding. So it's named after missing kids, and the thought process behind it is you're getting that missing kid by ordering that ottoman. You're really ordering the kid.
I thought it was sex trafficking. I didn't think it was kids. They're sex trafficking kids?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
So you didn't get the story either.
I clearly didn't get the story. I thought it says how an Arizona couple helped fuel a Wayfair sex trafficking conspiracy. I didn't know that it had to deal with sex trafficking of children.
So this is why you need to let me share my screen.
This is why you need to what?
If I share my screen, I could have put up examples.
This ain't no damn tell. This ain't no freaking.
Now this Mook doesn't want to do show and tell. No, he wants to do it 2 straight weeks, but now he don't want to do show and tell.
Go ahead, DT.
That is true. It was 2 straight weeks.
What was 2 straight weeks?
Show and tell. But now we can't do it, apparently.
We don't share our screens.
Show me and tell me.
Whenever did we share screens on this show?
We didn't say share screens. We said show and tell. Show and tell.
Well, I guess I'm in the dark on this one because I don't know. Lil D, you know what the hell they talking about? I allowed something for 2 weeks and then I'm not allowing it this week? What the hell?
I have no clue. I'm just
you
here.
Literally had us do a show and tell.
Oh, the show and tell bit.
Exactly. That's what we were talking about.
That was a bit.
He was making a joke because he's trying to show and tell, but you won't let him do it.
Oh, but his joke sucked.
The joke went over your... I got the joke.
It's not funny if you have to explain it.
Little D ain't got nothing. Look at him.
I thought your brain was bigger than basketball, but apparently it's not.
It's not my brain. It's my boobs. Where are we on this show?
Oh, well, I'm Corey Blaze, and I don't get jokes, and I won't let my cohorts do their job because I'm just an evil tyrant.
Where is this? You just called me an evil tyrant?
Yes, a very evil tyrant.
An evil tyrant?
An evil Negro tyrant.
And you're the one that I love the most. You just called me an evil tyrant? You son of
a horn
biscuit.
If the horn
DA, this ain't a time for you to pile on some of my monkey, y'all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll still mook him off, even though he calls you evil, because you're a sellout.
If I'm evil, I'll show you my horn.
If the horn fits.
If the horn fits, you must acquit.
I imagine like curving up too. But yeah, I mean, in all seriousness. In all seriousness,
on a comedy show that you want to show and tell.
Will make you laugh or depress the hell out of you.
You won't know if you can't get the joke.
You know what, DJ? I travel all the way in here to turn all this equipment on so y'all can sit here and make me feel like an effing mook.
Exactly, because you're a mooker. I'm just saying, I agree with DA though. If I'm paying $17,000 for a kid, I better get the ottoman. Like, I'm sorry, I did not spend $20,000 on little Julio Rivera to not get the cabinet set.
You know, I would totally buy your mook, D Tank. If it was on Wayfair,
the kid, it's a set.
If it was on Wayfair, I would buy your mook, and you could keep the ottoman.
But I like to defend myself. Why else do you think I mentioned Epstein? Because that's tied into all of this as well. CEO of Wayfair was caught schmoozing with Hillary and everybody else. And that's why I said if all of this comes out and it's true and all of these people are confirmed child molesters and kidnapping traffickers, how does that impact the world? Because I think that shakes up the whole world.
And it doesn't shake up the whole world because it has nothing to do with Amazon and Facebook.
Are anyone allowed to buy?
An elite.
But the thing is, are anyone allowed? So like, let's say that you go on Wayfair. Can you buy the $17,000?
That's what this couple did.
And did they get a little mook, a little kid?
They just bought it today. You know the news jumped on it right away.
So they bought it today, so now they got to wait, 7 to 10 business days for it to be delivered?
Yep.
Now they're not going to get it because they put their names out there. Hey, John Richardson ordered a kid, and they're in the news. Don't send it.
Exactly. They don't need freaking dumb.
So if they would have kept their mouth shut, we probably would have had the story.
Exactly. If they would have did it, And then not, they could have documented it, but not released it out into the public until after they confirmed it.
Blame Usa today.
Yeah, if you live stream it today, you literally just shot your chance on blowing this wide open.
They should have lied. If they would have found out that it was true, they should. Well, I'm looking at the picture of the girl. She clearly can't hold, water in a bucket. She looked like she just one of them blabber mouths. But
I knew that once you said girl.
Well, Leslie Jones don't have that problem.
Hey, call me.
Who? Call you.
Not going to talk about that black queen mook like that.
She is a queen mook.
Listen,
queen
if they would have
the
kept
feminine at all the male mooks,
if they her and Wendy Williams, if they would have kept it under wraps, they probably would have been able to get the little black Raheel boy. And then they would have been able to go on their Instagram and said, hey, look, we bought this little black Negro boy off of Wayfair and they didn't send the Ottoman as well.
Yeah, honestly.
Then that would have been the story. But no, they blew their load. They beat their L before the little Raheel boy even showed up at the door.
So I've been listening to a lot of sports radio lately.
Obviously.
And honestly, they do this thing where
hold on, let me get Little D back in the show. Boobs and ass.
No, I was on a show. I was into the thing we're talking about. The girl.
Oh, you're reading the story.
Yeah. The story.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to get more insight.
It looked like you zoned out. Sorry, D Tay. Please continue.
No problem.
I'm not explaining the story. Trust me.
So there's a lot of things that like these reporters report on. They're like, yo, breaking news that happened and this and that and this, but they don't have the full story. And so, like, a lot of people are criticizing them on sports radio. Like, look, don't tell us you have breaking news until you can confirm and actually tell us all the news.
Oh, that's the whole culture in the news media, and I'm familiar with this, and we do it on this show to a certain extent. The race to be first. It's the race to be first. I want to break the news first, even though I don't have all the facts and all the truths.
I'm going to be the race to first every time I mook.
But the thing is with this situation is it's already a conspiracy theory that's supposedly been debunked. So now, because it's already been debunked and you actually want to prove it, you have the extra lead in that no one else had. So all you would need to do is literally follow through in silence.
Yeah. And then shut
put
your
it out
mouth.
Once you have it.
Shut but your face up. No, they
no,
couldn't do that.
They didn't do that.
They couldn't keep it in their pants. That's the problem. People can't keep it in their pants.
Freaking dumbasses.
Lil D can keep it in his pants. But
I haven't.
a show.
That is true.
Hey, I was sharing
show
my mook
tell.
With the
Little
show.
D, you are hot right now.
Yeah, you know what? I think
AC must have just broke.
I think he's having a wave in his signal. I really think he's having a wave in his signal.
Yeah, because that came in like super high.
That came
like,
in
you're
really
trying to whisper. But you sounded like that. I was like,
so I'm
a
dog
at a
show today? Is that what you're saying?
You really are.
No, you're not that bad.
Just a little bit, but I'm surprised that we had show and tell for 3 weeks and no one told me.
For real, 3 weeks.
You know what? I'm not going to defend those decisions. Those decisions came from the top, just like you and D-Tay's dictionary. Those decisions came from the top.
It's above me.
Above me. I have no control over it.
To reach the human trafficking. Okay, go ahead.
Since you guys so
into this show and tell. What do you guys got to show and tell right now? Show us.
We
something.
Were trying to show his screen and tell you the story, but you are too.
DA was trying to do a damn presentation here on this. It's like it's like a freaking.
I thought we were having a TED Talk.
We were not. This isn't TED Talk. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. We're not going to be screen sharing on our live feed to reference some article that DTA poorly prepared.
I would. Yeah,
I didn't prepare
anything. Yeah, DTA, you.
I mean, DA. I can't stand this show.
Me neither.
I can't stand the show.
Against my window.
I can't stand the show.
Against my podcast.
I can't stand the show.
Against my eardrums.
Sum it up, DA.
Reach out to the National Human Trafficking Hotline 24 hours a day, toll free. 888-373-7888.
Now he decides to do the work of the Lord. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. The question is, did that couple in Gilbert get they $17,000 back, or did they lost their money? And deservedly so, because they should have kept the damn mouth shut till a little black boy showed up in the box. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after this with more fun and more thrills right here.
It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free, and the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, a Fat Guy Radio Show, live on FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by our aforementioned bonus show. And here to do the bonus show read is my little brother, DJ, researching Little D. Little D, take it away. How do people, let me get this out first. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn, because he ain't going to mention that. Take it away, Little D.
Like he said, for $3, you get to listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
And on this bonus show, you get to hear politics. You get to hear mooking.
Mooking.
You get to see mooks.
Mooks.
You know? No, you don't get to see. You get to hear it. You get to hear about the mook. But anyway, for $3, you get to listen to exclusive stuff, stuff that we can't say on a regular show, and we get to let out. You get to hear all the cussing. It's unedited, and everything is in there. No commercials, might I say. And if you wanted to see us in a nude, $8, you possibly might see us naked sitting in a studio or at home, whichever come first, because they ain't letting us back in yet except for Corey. But you get to see us. So $8 a listen, which don't make sense. $8 you get to listen and you see us. $3 going with the mook.
Okay.
Did he say gone with the mook?
Does anybody want to check Little D's batteries? That was the most calmest afterburn commercial off the top of the dome he's ever gotten.
It's because he's thinking right now the same thing I'm thinking right now.
What is it that you're thinking?
How the hell did these white people got just $17,000 to just throw away on an experiment?
Wait, you don't have $17,000 to throw away on an experiment?
He lives in a studio apartment, Corey.
I ain't got 17 cents to throw away on a Frosty.
He can't even get a Goya bean.
I was doing the experiment while we were on break. I tried to order. I just bought me a $45,000 TV off Wayfair.
I've been on Mook Hub ever since we went live.
is your TV? What color is your TV?
MookPub.com.
Hey, that's my vote.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, please subscribe to our Afterburn show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It is everything that Little D just said, plus some more. And if you're a live streamer, you get actually first access to the live show, as well as a video component in our exclusive Facebook group. So please help us out by subscribing to Afterburn. And there's a new feature in Patreon that now, if you do not say that, hey, you know, that type of cussing and things like that, that's not really for me, but I really want to support you guys. There's now a monthly donation option that does not come with the audio and the video portion. If you just wanted to contribute to the show on a monthly basis, you can now do that as well through my partnership with Patreon at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. All that information is up there for you, and we thank you so much for doing so. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and squash these rumors. There's another conspiracy that's been floating around the city, and 71 people forwarded me a story from ABC 15, where there was a video of someone's Ring doorbell posted of a guy driving around the city and shooting cats. I am here to say that that is not me, though I wish it was, but that is not me. 71 people, including my own friend Jake Woods, sent this story to me saying, "Corey, is this you? If there's a reward, I'm turning your fat ass in."
Why they think it was you? Were the shocks on the car all messed up?
You know what, DA? DT, and you laughing way too damn hard, and I'm in love with you. And you laughing that Lil D, stop laughing. I'm your brother, and you laughing that damn hard.
It's like that scene from Breaking Bad when they're like, yo, they're doing a cook in a RV. Well, how do we find out what RV? Well, it's a lot of equipment. So you just look at the back shocks, and it'll be a little lower than all the rest of the RVs.
It is not me. I am not the one that is out there shooting these cats. There ain't no way. I'm not even shooting the cats on my own property right now, because there ain't no way. And the poor guy that's got to come and do some appraisal work on my home this week, he's going to be walked to a whole lot of cat poop because I haven't been chasing him off the property. I'm not doing it.
You're going to get this, your house appraised, and you do not even clean up the cat poop.
That's because I'm getting ready to probably sell my home, DA.
So you want the most money that he can.
Cat poop ain't gonna bring down the value. These people these appraisers already got a value in their head before they even step on your property. All they're doing is coming here for the formalities. That's all they're doing, yeah, DA.
They're gonna say, let's say,
covered in cat S, and then you know what? When I get a report back on the appraisal and it says the appraisal is this so much because of the fact that you have cat poop, now I have something legally to go on to sue my neighbor.
Ooh, that's like the way you think.
You see how you see how you just make me want to spill my beans like that Gilbert couple, and I just had to do it all here on the show. Let me handle this grown folk business over here, DA.
Yeah, dog.
Goya beans, right?
Jesus Christ. That didn't do it. Goya beans. But it is not me in that story on ABC 15 driving around and killing these cats. But I wonder.
How did we know? Did they happen at fast food restaurants?
They did not happen. I ain't going nowhere. The only place I come is here.
Maybe one of the cats was found in your damn garage.
That one didn't die. That one escaped.
How do we know?
You don't, because I said so.
You said it ran out. Maybe it bled out.
Oh, my God.
Are they canceling Goya beans because Ivana Trump supports them? I just Google Goya
beans. Why? I don't know.
No, they're canceling it because the owner, like, praised Trump. And people are tripping. They're like, I love Goya beans. Now I can't eat them again. So Trump was like, yeah, well, they're going to get free promotion.
So it's not me in the video that they are circulating around social media and on ABC 15 because the car is at a regular level. And besides, DA, the car isn't a Honda. Corey don't ride in nothing other than a Honda except for when I get kidnapped by you. And now you were my first experience riding in a hoopty.
What car was a hoopty? I don't have no hoopty.
You got a hoopty.
And his don't got no shocks, remember?
Them couple months was hard, bro.
Driving around like,
them airbags, man.
Come and try to pull out of the parking lot here, and you got to take that sidewalk and that side. You know, it's
old. Let me tell you what happened. I went outside, and my truck, it was at 86 degrees level, and it's supposed to be at like 72 degrees. Mm-hmm. So I had to go all the way around. Okay, I called the mechanic. He said he just backed it up, and everything looks fine. You know what I'm saying? So then the mechanic said, you're going to need some airbags. I said, some airbags? I want it raised up. I don't care if I get hit.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
I knew that was going off the cliff the first word he said. No one got it. No one got it. Let me go ahead and look.
$1,000.
Let me look at the live stream numbers. Yeah.
Actually, they went up on our end.
They won.
It wasn't funny.
Up
is a movie, fool, that was made for kids in a cartoon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to set the record straight. It was not me driving around the city of Phoenix and killing cats, just like it wasn't Nick Cannon that clearly can't serve two masters no more. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we talk about that on Afterburn?
Let's hold it for Afterburn. We'll talk about it in the July Afterburn. For those of you that are elite members, you're going to get that very soon. I checked the Facebook group for the updates. Lil D, you got anything else for us today?
I stand with Kaepernick.
There you go. Thank you, Lil D.
What are you doing?
What? Aren't we done?
We started at 7:05. We have five more minutes.
You couldn't wait to.
Did you see me throw the sign up?
No, I thought you were missing it again. I thought you were missing it again and letting us go another hour and 20 minutes.
Did you even look at your time?
I looked at the time. I forgot we started 5 minutes late because of Lil D's ass.
No, I'm not talking about the time on the clock. I'm talking about the time on the system.
Did you? Are you even doing your job? Why are you even in the studio? Why doesn't D-Tay go to the studio? Because you can't get to the right beds on time. You play them late. You play them too long. You probably didn't even start Facebook.
Went out on a joke that wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
Like trying to force an ending.
And I just realized that my fat arm hit this mouse once again and only captured 21 minutes of the show.
Doesn't surprise me.
Might as well end it now. This stuff.
Let's fix it in pre.
But we have backup.
Put that mouse somewhere else.
I gotta keep it over here. God,
where else can his arm be in this dude? Oh, you're talking about the mouse. Was that funny, you mooker?
You kiss my mook is what you can do.
Go get your shine box, you mooker mook.
God damn it, that sucks.
Hey, so I actually looked up the word mook. It actually is a word.
It is. Hey, I was going to bring that up. Hey, tell him.
It means a stupid person.
Yeah, stupid or ignorant. It's like the worst.
Oh, that makes all of our previous jokes that I didn't record not funny now.
Really? That's what it means?
So all the jokes are like funny.
They're still
That's
funny.
Not the word.
Yeah,
the mook. A mook is whatever you want it to be. Damn whatever.
That's what a mook thinks. And I'm the first one to use it right.
I am so angry right now.
Why?
Because this show didn't multi-track record.
So it's just going to be one track. That's fine.
Shut up, D.A. Let's just get the hell out of here. I'm going to do it with this really fake-ass smile on my face because I don't want to cuss because I can't.
How can I help?
By shutting the hell up right now. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly shut up.
We have extra time.
Up.
We have pre-Justin out finally. 2020's full of surprises. Bring them out.
Where it's no more show and tell. And I've been trying to keep Justin in for show and tell. And we don't have show and tell anymore.
How did you even book him? Is that why you ordered that cabinet?
My apologies to Justin Bieber. He just blew him right out of time.
For my future political career.
Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more open online at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a shirt through the swag merch store, your purchase supports our small independently owned business. Fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, look at them through your mask and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello. The four mooks.
I'm such a mook.